Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Nudalu. We begin the beautiful seventh parak. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Sarah Schiff, Joey Schiff's mother, Aleha Shalom, Sarah Basavra Moshe. We're also learning Le'ili Nishmas Ilana Schindler, Ilana Liza, and also Fanny Dumroff, Chaya Fagel, Etka Bas Aaron Yaakov Akoe. All the Shalom's we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So we begin the new parak. Very top of the Amud, Nandalad Amud Aleph, with the Mishnah. Hanoder min Hayerek. Again, we're having similar ideas that we had in the sixth parak. Certain vows mean certain things depending upon the Lashon B'nai Yodam, the vernacular usage. So if a person makes a neder, he says, I ask myself from eating Yerek, from eating vegetables. Nevertheless, Mutor B'diluin, he is permitted to eat gourds. Diluin are usually translated as gourds. Now, the Ran, the top Ran, tells us, the low have a Yerek, El Pri, that gourds don't have the status of being a leafy vegetable, but they have the status of being a, quote, fruit. Now, it doesn't mean a fruit. It means they have the status of being something that grows from the ground called a fruit. But they're vegetables from the terminology, but they're not fruits. But we make a bar piyadama on them, but they're considered pre as opposed to yerek. So they're not green leafy vegetables, but they're considered fruits. The istim of Farshi, but there's another explanation, the stam yerek nechal kemo shuchai. And the Ran's second explanation is that something that is a yerek is eaten raw, shuchai. But the luin ain't okay, but the luin aren't eaten raw, they're only eaten cooked. And therefore, there is a difference between yerek and the luin. So again, the Mishnah tells us that if somebody makes a neder not to eat yerek, so he is allowed to eat the luin. However, Rabbi Akiva oser. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. Now, why? Amru lo Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim. We'll see, this is actually Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. It's only one Tana who is disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva, but we use the plural Lashon over here. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, hello, Omer Adam Lishlucho, the man says to his Shaliach, to his messenger, please go out and kachli Yerek, and go buy for me at the store Yerek. So, Vuhu Omer lo Matzasi, the Shaliach says, comes back and says, I did not find any vegetables, I only found gourds, Ela Diluyan. Do you want me to get them or you do not want me to get them? So the Chachamim therefore said to Rabbi Akiva, clearly gourds aren't part of Yerek because he wouldn't have had to come back and ask. They didn't have vegetables. Do you want me to get gourds if they weren't included in the same category? So the Chachamim told Rabbi Akiva, therefore you see that gourds are not included in Yerek. So Amal Hem, Rabbi Akiva responds back to them, no, Kein HaDovar, that's exactly my right. As the Ran says, Mizeh Anibi V'raya, Lesor Deluin. No, that's exactly my point. From the fact that the person came back to ask, they didn't have vegetables, do you want me to get gourds? It means that gourds are in the same category as vegetables. Because a person wouldn't come back and say, Oh, Shema Omer, Hulo Motsosi Elokitnis? Would a person say, oh, they didn't have vegetables, I got you beans instead? No, beans were definitely not included. If a person was being sent to go out and get vegetables, he wouldn't come back and say, they didn't have vegetables, do you want me to get you beans? Because beans aren't included in vegetables. From the fact that he came back and said, they didn't have vegetables, do you want me to have gourds? So therefore, Elo shadluyim b'chlal yerek. The kidneys ain't b'chlal yerek. You see clearly from here, from the fact that he asked about gourds, but didn't ask about kidneys, so clearly gourds are included in vegetables, whereas kidneys are not included in vegetables. That's what Rabbi Akiva responds back to the Chachamim, which we'll see, as I said, is really Rosh Hashanah Malia. Finally, the Mishnah says, v'osur v'pola mitzri lach, Umutter biyavish, but everybody would agree that if you asked yourself from having yerek, so then you would be also forbidden in pul hamitzri. This is a certain type of bean that is lach; it's moist. As the Ran says, the kol shehu lach yerek heavy. As long as it's somewhat moist, so then it is considered a yerek. As opposed to if it's yavish, if it's dried up, so then, as the Mefarish says, shumin dogon. In that situation, it is considered dogon and is not considered a vegetable for all purposes. Again, we're not talking here about botany. We're not talking here about how a scientist might classify these. And we're not talking here even about what bracha you make on them. We're talking about the vernacular usage. And in the vernacular usage, if a person asks himself from Yerek, that would include as well moist pul hamitzri, but not the dried pul hamitzri. Okay, that's our Mishnah. Now let's get into the Gemara. Gemara starts off and quotes the Mishnah. It reiterates our Mishnah, the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, no, Taka, Rabbi the Chachamim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, they asked the good kashan Rabbi Akiva. V'ha min yerek nada. The person says, I asim myself from yerek. As the Ran says, this is a kasha on in Dibra Maskel, who min yerek nada, the Rabbi Akiva parich. This is a kasha, Rabbi Akiva. Hech yosa bediluin. How can you really say, even though the person comes back to ask on it, how can you really say that this is included, diluin are included in yerek? Because the min yerek nadar v'diluin lav yerek ninu ela pri. So why did you in fact include Rabbi Akiva diluin? We are right that it is not supposed to be included. As the Ran continues, he says, Bishlamo pula mitzri. I can understand why the pula mitzri lach is included, because there's a difference between them. When it's in the moist form, it's considered yerek. When it's in the dry form, it's considered a dogon. So therefore, diluin is a kasha. Why did you include diluin? The afogab and the Ran adds, even though Rebbe Akiva already answered this in the Mishnah, the Rebbe Akiva yoev taima the mimlach aleh shaliach, since the shaliach would go back and ask, well, they didn't have vegetables, do you want diluin? Rebbe Akiva said that implied that it's included in yerek. That really isn't a good answer. Lo sagile ha'utaima, that answer is not a good answer. Kifun dimin yerek nodar v'diluin lav yerek. Yes, he went and asked, could you want me to get gourds? Because it's similar, but technically it's not yerek. So, taka, why did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva is also the person who's no dimin yerek, also from diluin. So, Amar Ula tells us, because he didn't say just yerek, the person had said, according to Ula, he was no there, not min hayerek, but ba'omer, yarke kidera alai. He said, the yarek that goes into a pot, that's also to me. And as the Ran explains, bekin the miyater lishne, lemichlal diluin osi. Since he added on the extra word, kidera, yarke kidera, that comes to include diluin as well, because the shaliach, if they don't have vegetables, will ask about gourds. So therefore, the extra word, yarke kidera, the word kidera comes to teach us that this includes also diluin. So that's how Ula understands our Mishnah. Mara says, why are you understanding it that way? If he says yarke kidera, maybe vidilma yerek hanechal bikdera kamar. Maybe it's talking about yerek that is eaten in this pot. So what would that include? The Ran tells us, the kivan de diluin listnu b'chla yerek, since diluin aren't in fact included in yerek, so les l'chol revinu miyitur de lishne elamai de leko l'safuke. So he says the only thing that you would add over here, since according to the Chacham, the Tanakama, gourds, the diluin, are not included in yerek, so when he says yerek kikidera, he means to include things that are definitely included in the yerek, the mishtama minei kigon shumim ubitzolim haboyim lahatimis akdera. This would include garlic, shum, bitzolim, onions that are coming to go and give taste to flavor the pot contents. Avo diluin lo mishtamoy minei diarki kidera lahatimis akdera mashma. It's not coming to include diluin because it's only coming to include things that spice up the contents of the pot. So therefore, the Chacham again asks Rabbi Akiva, how come you say that diluin are included? And the Gemara gives the final answer here and says, no, because the person said, the Omer Yerek Hamis Bashel Bikdera Olai. He says, anything that is cooked in the Kedera, that is also to me. And as the Ran says, V'chol Ki Haigabda Surile Rabbi Akiva, and this would include anything that's cooked in the Kedera, and the kivon the diluin mam l'shlicha alayu, and since the shliach would say, if they didn't have vegetables, do you want me to get gourds? So asur behen. Therefore, that's also included in things that could be cooked in this kedera. The rabbanon sabri the kivon the tzorich limluche, but the chachamim hold no, since you have to go and ask lav minehu, it's not considered part of it. Now, Ran continues and he explains this a little bit further. According to our first understanding, the difference between yerek and pri, and according to the second understanding from the Ran, the difference between something eaten raw and something only eaten cooked. So the Ran starts off and tells us over here, V'kaimalon k'Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, k'moshen afarish lefenein, v'sat d'shmaya, as the Gemara is going to show us momentarily. But, he says, Hilkat, there are three parts to Rabbi Akiva's shita that we have to understand based upon the question and answers that we just had. So, number one, Hilkat, no der min hayarek, if a person makes a neder not to have vegetables, eino asu b'fri adoma, that would not include diluim. If he just said, I asked myself to eat yerek. I know them in a yerek. So even Rabbi Akiva would say that he's mutter in diluin. But if he says yerek kedera alai, then also beperos adama haboyim lahachshir Hamaycho kishumim ubetzolim, but umutu bidlun. The second point that Ula had made, so we pass like that as well. The Rabbi Akiva holds Yerek has tavshil. If he says Yerek kedera, then in that situation, he would only be usher in shum and bitzolim, things that spice it up, but mutu still in diluin. And where does Rabbi Akiva say that you're usher in diluin? It's only if he said Yerekam is vashel bikdeiro alai, then usher b'chol peros adama, then it would include all vegetables from the ground that are called peros, the mimlich shlich olai, that a shlich would say, well, they didn't have Yerek, do you want gourds? Or anything else that they would say, ki omalei mishaleach Yerek. Because if the person sent him for Yerek and he went to ask about this, that would be included in the definition of Yerek hamisvashel b'kdeira. That's according to the pshat that the Ran brings down first, the law of Yerek el apri. But the Islam of Farshi, the second shot that the Ran said, that Yerek is something that's eaten raw, and Diluin is not eaten raw, so then how would you understand this according to that interpretation? So he says, the Islam of Farshi, Homin Yerek, Nodar, Distam Yerek Nekal Kumoshu Chai, Vomer Ulo, Vomer Yerek Kidero Lai, and then we have the Mizvashel, so how do you understand that? So you skip down a couple of lines in the Ran, three lines till the end of this Ran, and he says, Menimsa Achshav Lefi Dero Zeh, according to this interpretation, raw versus cooked. So if the person says, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Nodim and a Yerek, so also be Yerek, Hanechal Kumoshu Chai, Bulvad, then that means anything that can be eaten raw, any type of a vegetable that's eaten raw, leafy vegetables are eaten raw, so therefore they're included in this neder. But umutu b'chol mashim is bashel. But anything that is cooked, even though afabi shalofamim nechol chai, would be excluded, and he would be allowed to eat them. Then if he says amar yarke keder olai, so then it would be also afbi osun shenecholim chayim umivushon. That would include those that are eaten raw or that are eaten cooked. However, avoloba osun shenecholim umivushon, but would not include those that are only eaten cooked. And when he says Yerek hamisvashel b'kdeira, osur, so then osun she'ein echolim below bishul are included as well. Even those that are only eaten when they're cooked, they're included if he says Yerek hamisvashel. So this is a long round that we did, but it's clear to understand the Mishnah now, what Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. So Gemara says, continuing, b'maiko mifli, what is the machlokas over here between the Chachamim, again, which is Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, and Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbanan Savre, kol milsa d'tzorech shlichol im luchi aloh lab minehu. So the Chacham hold, if you have to go and ask, they didn't have vegetables, do you want this? If you want, do you want gourds? So then gourds are not included in the vegetables. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Savar, kol milsa d'mimlach shlichol aloh is included in the definition of Yerek. And Amar Abaye, he says, Mod Rabbi Akiva in your Malkus, Shein Oloka. But Rabbi Akiva would agree that you don't get Malkus, as we brought that in yesterday's Shias. The Kiva, the Diluin, Lo Mishtamoy, Behedja, Elim Reviewer, the Lishte, since the Diluin aren't included automatically, they're only included because of the extra words he says, Yerakam is Vashel, so then Avogad the Mamlu Shlichai Ale, even though the Shliach would say, well, they didn't have vegetables, do you want gourds? Lo Mistri Bevadai, it's not a Vadai inclusion. Ella misfeka. It's really only a suffix. Is this included in Yerek or not? So lichat chila, don't go and eat it. Rabbi Kiva is oser to eat the diluin if you made this nether on Yerek. And then you said, I asked myself, Yerek am isbashel, so then you can't go and eat the diluin. But if you did go and eat them, hilkach lo laki, because it's only a sveka, we don't give malchus out of a suffix. And we had the same idea yesterday as well. Okay, Gemara continues and says, "Nan hosom." As the Ran says, this is a Mishnah in Meseches Megillah, Daf Chafel Mem Aleph. It says over there, "Hashaliach shaso shlichuso baal habayis mohal lo aso shlichuso shaliach mohal." Now we have to remind ourselves about Megillah. Megillah is when you take unknowingly something that belongs to Hekdish and you use it. You get benefit from it in a certain way. So if a shaliach is told, let's say Reuven tells Shimon, go and take this money and go and buy this for me. So if the shaliach did exactly what he was told to do, and in fact it turned out that that money was hektish, so then the one who sent him, Reuven, is going to be mohal, and not Shimon, who actually took the money and gave it to the store and bought the item with it. So in this situation, a shaliach that did his shlichus, the baal, the owner of that item is the one who's going to be chayav me'ila to bring the carbon me'ila, pay the principal back, and pay the chomesh, and not the shaliach. But if the shaliach didn't do what he was supposed to do, so the baal told him to buy, Reuven told him to buy item A, and instead Shimon buys item B, so then lo aso shlichu, so he didn't do what he was instructed to do. So then, if it turns out that this was me'ila, so then the shaliach is the one that's mo'al and not the baal. Now the Gemara asks, Mantana, who is the author of this Mishnah? as it goes on to tell us the next statement in this Mishnah from Me'ila with the following statement. So Rav Chisda tells us, Amar Rabbi Chisda, that let's say that this Mishnah Me'ila is not Rabbi Akiva. Mastisin the Lord Rabbi Akiva. Why is that? Because it's not, because the Mishnah continues and explains where do we have a case of a Shliach Sha'asa Shlichuso that the Baal HaBayis is Mo'al, and Lo'asa Shlichuso the Shliach is Mo'al. Ketzad, what would be the case? So Amar Lo, if Reuven said to Shimon, Tein Basor Li'orchem, so Reuven has meat, and he gives it to the Orchem, and it turns out that meat was Hektish. So who would be over Me'ila? So certainly, if it was regular meat, and Reuven told Shimon to go give it to the guest, and the guest then ate that meat, and it turned out to be Hektish meat, so then Reuven would be the one that would be Mo'al. But if Reuven told Shimon, go give the guest meat, and the Nosan Lohem Kovit, and he gave them liver, not meat, or vice versa, the Reuven, the owner, told Shimon, go give the guests kaveh, tein kaveh, v'nosal and basa, and Shimon gave them meat, so then the Mishnah states, ha-shaliach mo'al. In this situation, the shaliach did not do shlichuso, lo asli shlichuso, and therefore the shaliach is mo'al, because meat and liver aren't the same. When he told him to give him meat, he gave liver. When he told him to give liver and he gave meat, it's not the same, and therefore the shaliach is mo'al, lo asli shlichuso. Now, here's the question, Rav Chisda says, the Rabbi Akiva, if you're telling me that our Mishnah in Me'ila is Rabbi Akiva, how could that possibly be? Ha'amar Rabbi Akiva, komilso demimlech alo sholiach minehu. So therefore, limo balabayis v'limo sholiach. If, in fact, if a person said to the store, they didn't have any meat, do you want me to get your liver? Or they didn't have liver, do you want me to get your meat? So that would be something that a person would be manlich on. That would be something that a sholiach would go and ask. It's close enough, so it should be included, at least al safek. So then, if that is Rabbi Akiva, so then this Mishnah should have said that the Baal HaBayis is Mo'al and not the Shliach. Limo Baal HaBayis, limo Shliach, because it was close enough. Liver and meat are close enough. Obviously, Rav Chisda says, the author of our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Abayi says, no. Afilu tem Rabbi Akiva. You could even say that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and we turn to Mundalin of Beis, because Milo Moda Rabbi Akiva did Tzorachim Luche. Because in this situation, for Me'ila, even Rabbi Akiva says that if he didn't ask, so then you can't bring that back because it's not definitively included. And for Me'ila, you have to have definitively that he did Shlichus of the Baal Abayi, as the top Ran tells us. Hilkach, Linyan Me'ilas Sholiach, Vadai, you need to have vadai. Kiven the tzorich im luche v'lomam lichadai to the nafshei ka'avit. By Me'ila, in order for the shliach to have said he did shlichus, so he has to do exactly what he was instructed to do, not something close. So therefore, in regards to he said give him meat and instead he gave them liver, or he said give him liver instead he gave him meat, he's doing his own action. So therefore, lo asu shlichuso, and therefore the shliach is the one that's mo'al. Or Baal HaBayis nami somech, and the Baal HaBayis is counting on the kol kama de lo mimlach lo yitain lohem kaveh. The Baal HaBayis says, I want to give them meat. No, you want to ask me, do I give them liver? I'll say, okay, maybe, yeah, I'll give them liver. But I wanted to give meat, so my shlichus to you was that you should give them meat. You, on your own, decided to give them liver, that's why you are ma'al. Hilchach lo asl shlichuso, and the shlich is ma'al. But it's different by nedarim. The Ran says, abolinyan nedarim, Kivan de bechlal lishnehu, since they are included in the vernacular usage enough that he would go and ask about it. They didn't have vegetables, so do you want me to give gourds? They didn't have yerek, so I gave them diluin. So therefore, in this situation, the chulu also nafshe, he would be asring all of it, and that's why Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah could say that the diluin are usher, but he would agree in the Mishnah Me'ila that in fact the shaliach would be mo'al if he gave liver instead of meat. And the Gemara says, Itmar Shmaisa Kamei de Rava, when this Shmaisa was said over in front of Rava, Amar Lahon, he said, oh, Yashakoyach, Shapiro Amar Nachmeni. Yeah, Nachmeni said a great thing. Who's Nachmeni? So we've mentioned this many times. And if you look in the Ran, Dibra Maschel, Amar Lahon, Shapiro Nachmeni, he says, Hainu Abayi, Nachmeni is Abayi. Why was he called Nachmeni? Because Rukari Lehochi, he was called Nachmeni by Rabba, Lefishinis Gadal, Bibayis Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Because Abayi was an orphan, as we know, and he was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And Rabba Bar Nachmeni called him after his father's name, Nachmeni. He didn't want to call him, however, Nachmeni. That's why he called him Abayi. You're my father. You have the same name as my father. In any event, that's one of the reasons why he called him Nachmeni. So Rabba really liked this pshat that Abayi Nachmeni gave. Now the Gemara asks, "Man Tana the Poli later Rabbi Akiva? Who is the Tana that argues with Rabbi Akiva here in the Mishnah? We said Amru, who are those Tanoim? As we see over here, it's a Das Yochid. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. What did he say? The Tana. We learn the following brisa." Hanoder min habasar, the Tanakama holds, if you ask yourself for eating meat, person says, I ask myself to have meat, so he's also not only a meat, but he's also b'chol min habasar, with any type of meat, we'll see that this is meat from an animal, the asar, and he's also asar in the animal's barosh, the head, the baraglayim, the feet, ubakana, the windpipe, ubakave, the liver, ubalev, and the heart, ubaofos, and he's also Asa, according to the Tanakhama, not only in animal meat, but also in bird meat, in fowl, uba ofos. However, when he says he's asa in meat, he's not asering fish or grasshoppers. Umuto bibosar dogim, in the flesh of a dog, of a fish, he can eat fish, vichagovim, and grasshoppers. Again, the minhag Ashkenaz is certainly that we don't have any grasshoppers that we eat. Chagovim are something that we consider to be forbidden to eat, but there certainly are, in the Torah describes clearly, kosher grasshoppers, and in the Edot HaMizrach, there are still communities that have a Mesorah to eat grasshoppers, and they do eat grasshoppers, the kosher ones. But in any event, that's not considered basar. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. And along comes with Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hanodim in a basar. If a person asks himself to eat meat, it's only asar b'chomine basar, with any type of animal meat. However, that's also going to permit him to have certain parts of animals, because that's not considered basar. So he's mutar berosh, with the head, uberaglayim, with the feet, uberkana, with the trachea, with the windpipe, uberkavi, with the liver, uberlev, in the heart, and uberofos, and in fowl. That's not included in his stating, I ask myself from eating basar. And certainly, you don't even have to tell me, of course he's permitted basar dogim v'chagom, with fish and with grasshoppers. Now how do we see that this is the opinion of Shimon Gamliel? Because clearly he says it's only exactly what you said. We don't even include the rosh, the raglayim, and certainly we wouldn't include in the luim in Yerek. Mor says, v'chein Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, and furthermore, the Brisa says that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, kirovayim lav basar. The intestines also aren't considered basar, the ochlein, and anybody, by the way, that eats intestines, labyrinth. That's not something that normal people do. You're not considered a man, you're not considered a normal human being if you go and eat the intestines. It's disgusting, and therefore, that is not considered something that is basar. And in addition, he says, ochleim kibasar le'inyan zvine. Somebody that goes and buys such intestinal meat to eat as meat, labirinish, is not considered a normal human being. As Tosu says, in the Ramasul inyan zvine, he says, lab inishu, in regards to this, you're not considered a normal human being. The shavik basar, a person is going to the store to buy meat, and instead of buying meat, he goes and buys intestines, so that's not considered a normal human being. The shavik basar, bizovin kirbayim, and we go and buy the intestines. And the Likute Rashi bring down here, kilomar ha'ochlon v'kona osom bidmei shar basar. If a person goes and takes his money that he could go buy meat with, and he purchases the intestines, shim yochel liskos basar, he could have bought a liter's worth of basar for a zuz, u'meniach ha'basar, and instead of buying a liter's worth of basar for a zuz, lokeach litro kirbayim b'zuz, and instead he buys for the same price intestines, such a person is not considered normal. Lad bar inishu, etzel kol adam. Certainly this is quite different than what a typical normal human being would do, and therefore he's not considered a bar inish in this regard. Okay, so we see that this is machlokes between Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara asks, Maishno Basar Of Tanakam. According to this Brisa, the Tanakam of Rishon Gamliel says that, in fact, you are Osir, the Ovad Shlicha, the Mimlechale, that a Shliach would go and ask, did you, in fact, want me to go, and if they didn't have meat, did you want me to get the roast, the raglayim, the corn, the kavi, the lev, and all fowl? So, Basar Dogim Nami. So, wouldn't he also go and say, they didn't have flesh of an animal, so wouldn't you want me to get fish instead? So it is normal. If they didn't have meat in the store, say, okay, would you want me to get some salmon? Would you want me to go get some fish? Because the Amar, and therefore, the Litzeru. Why did the Tanakhama say, okay, for all of those other things, the Rosh, Raglayim, etc., the Ofos, that a person is a Mam Lichon. And therefore, it's included, like Rabbi Akiva, in the Isser of the meat. So fish also, if they don't have any of these meats, the person would say, would you want me to bring you salmon? Would you want me to bring you fish? And therefore, that should also be also to the Tanakhama. So Abai explains, you know, we're talking about over here, Omar Abai Kagon Shehikis Dam, to Lohachu Dogim. If a person just had a bloodletting, they used to bloodlet on a regular basis, they thought it was good for maintaining your health. So if a person just had bloodlet, so he's obviously weak, he just lost some blood. So therefore, the medical advice in those days was don't eat fish if you had a bloodletting. So therefore, this person was talking about he just had had a bloodletting, so he wouldn't have gone and asked for fish. So one says, if that's true, so their medical advice was, after a bloodletting, not only should you not have fish, but you shouldn't have fowl, you shouldn't have ophos. So therefore, that should also have been excluded by the Tanakhama. If you're talking about a person that just had a bloodletting, not only would he not be mamlich for fish, he wouldn't be mamlich for ophos. And I'll show you this is right. The Yom HaShemur, because Shmuel taught us, the misochar, if a person had a bloodletting, this was a certain type of bloodletting they do from the shoulders. So this type of a bloodletting was a significant event. A person would go and eat meat after it, so that was normal. But for ochel bisra de tzipora, but if he were to go and eat fowl, he would go and eat the meat of a chicken, of the meat of a bird, so then parach libe kitzipora. So his heart would flutter, so to say, it would flutter away like a bird. In other words, it would probably cause him to faint. It would cause him significant distress, and therefore Shmuel, who was a doctor, clearly gave the medical advice, the halachic advice, after a bloodletting, don't go and eat chicken, don't go and have fowl. So that is the proof that this question that we raised on Abaya is in fact a strong question. And furthermore, we have another brisa, Vitanya. If a person had a phlebotomy, he had this bloodletting, so then don't eat after it fish, don't eat after it birds, ophos, and likewise salty meat, because they're dangerous for you. So clearly here, another kasha nabaya. And another kasha, not only do we have Shmuel, who's a doctor, who's giving a kasha on a baya, we have this first brisa, we have another brisa, Vitani says in the other brisa, if a person had a bloodletting, he had a phlebotomy, he kizdam, so then lo yochal, he shouldn't eat after the bloodletting, it's dangerous for him, lo cholov, don't have milk, lo gvina, nor cheese, below beitzim, don't have eggs, below shachlayim is translated always as cress, below ophos, and don't have fowl, below basam aliyach, and likewise don't have salty meat. So clearly, how could Abai say that we're dealing over here with a person who had a bloodletting, and that's why he wouldn't be mamlich on fish, he also wouldn't be mamlich on ophos? So how would Abai answer this? So Gemara says that Abai would say, shiny ophos, birds, fowl, are different than fish. Why is that? Because if you go and overcook the ophos, then it becomes healthy after a bloodletting, whereas the fish, no matter what you do to it, is not going to be healthy after a bloodletting. Shiny ophos, the efshai, the shlika, if you go and cook them a lot, and you stew them, and you make them very, very, very well cooked, so then it's actually beneficial after a bloodletting, and that's why Abai says that the Braisa is talking about, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva Shita, is talking about a person would be mamlich to go and ask, well, they didn't have meat, so instead I got you this very, very, very well-cooked chicken. So since he's mamlich on that, so the Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva, would in fact say that this is included in the neder and it would be forbidden to eat ophos. Whereas no matter what you do to the fish, after bloodletting, it's dangerous, and that would not be included. And that's Abaya's teretz. We have another teretz, Abaya Amar, another teretz over here. Now that's the gears that we have. The Bach says, doesn't make sense, that Abai is giving the first teretz, and he's now telling us the second teretz as well, so the Bach changes around the gears over here and says, instead of Abaya, it should be Rava. So, whether it's Abaya or Rava, they said, Omar, Kigon, the Koyvin Le Ene. We're talking here about a person that has a ache, he has a pain in his eyes. And in that situation, the Dogim Koshim Le Naim, but fish are bad for the eyes, but not ophos. Ophos are not bad for the eyes. So we're not talking about a bloodletting. We're talking about a certain type of eye pain, eye disease that fish are bad for, but ophos are not bad for. Mor says, so ihachi, if that would be true, so then you know what? Achil dogim, then you should have dogim. You're telling me that dogim are bad for the eyes? Shmuel, the doctor, said, Da'amar Shmuel, Nun Samachayin, a very cute play on the Aleph Beis, where you have Nun Samachayin, so that's a mnemonic over here for Nuna. Nuna is a word for fish. Sama is a word for a cure, for a remedy. Loi Naim are good for the eyes. So how can you tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a person who has eye pain, eye ache, and therefore he would never have fish? Shmuel says, in fact, fish is the cure for this eye pain. Nun samach ayin, nuna samalei naim. Fish is actually good for this eye pain. So what are you telling me, Abai or Rav, whoever went and said the second teretz, why are you telling me that we're dealing over here in the Braisa with a person who asked himself from fish because he had eye pain? Shmuel says, no, there's a difference. When do you have the fish? How sof uchla? Shmuel is telling us that it's healthy to have fish after you have eye pain towards the end of the illness. As the Ran says in Dibur Maaseh B'Sof Uchla, Sof HaCholi, towards the end of the illness, is beneficial for the person to go and have fish. As the Mefarish adds and says, in Dibur Maaseh Nun Samachayim, he says, B'Sof HaCholi, at the end of the eye pain illness, Shekfar Avar Zman Meruba, a significant amount of time has passed, Shekhoshesh Be'enav, that his eyes have been bothering him. In that situation, the Hossam Sam Tov L'Chevoy Naim, the fish are a good healing, a remedy for his eye pain. That which Abayo Robert said, fish is bad for the eyes, and that's why it was excluded. You wouldn't be mamluk on that. That's Betrilas Uchlo. That's at the beginning. Only at the beginning, when your eyes are starting to bother you. And the neder was made, according to Abayo Robert, whoever said the second shot, at the beginning, when they were starting to have the eye pain, and therefore, if he asks himself for eating meat in that situation, there's no way he meant fish, because the fish would be deleterious for his eyes. How do we paskin? So Ran tells us, Dibur Maaseh L'Inyan Halacha, says, Kaim alon ki Rabbi Akiva. We paskin over here like Rabbi Akiva, the chomidi, the mamlech alei, shlicha, minei hu. That anything that a shlich would go and ask, they didn't have this, but they had this, so they didn't have A, they had B, so anything included in B would be included in this neder, and would be usher according to Rabbi Akiva. Because the Stam Lon Tana, the Perikol Abasa, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that the Stam Mishnah there is Rabbi Akiva, Afogav the Lav Yadinan, we pass it like Rabbi Akiva, even though we don't know if this is a Stam Mishnah and after it was a Machlokis, or it's a Machlokis and after it was a Stam Mishnah, even though we normally have a rule, we only pass like the Stam if it's after the Machlokes, but here we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Afilu hachi naktinon kavase, number one reason, chodo de machmir, because he's the more machmir opinion over there, and v'od, do mefarish b'gemara, demand the polig alei de Rabbi Akiva, yichidoyhu. In that situation, it was a yachid, and over here too, the hainu Rav Shimon Gamaliel, it was only a yachid, and we have the rule. But Kaimalan, we have this rule that's brought down more in Erevin on Daf Ben Vav, famous Daf, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechavero. That Gemara there lists how we paskin when we have machlokas between various Tanoim. How do we paskin? So the rule is that we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva against the Rabbim, but whenever Rabbi Akiva argues against an individual Tana, we always paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, Hilkach, Hanoder bin Abasar, in our case here, if somebody asks himself having Basar, also b'chomine Basar, he's not allowed to have any Basar, the head, the trachea, etc., but with Ophos as well. He would not be allowed to eat Ophos and Ubidogim as well, because in general, kol shalohei kizdam, lo ke'evin le'enei, unless we're dealing with a person who just had a bloodletting, like teretz number one, or he has eye pain, like teretz number two, so then a person would be mamlech, they didn't have meat, do you want me to get chicken? They didn't have meat or chicken, do you want me to get fish? So since that would be included in what a person is mamlech on, if a person asks himself from basar, it would normally include all of these parts of the animal, as well as fowl, as well as fish. But the Ram points out, this is only true, miu dafko bi'asra, only in a place, the mimlach shlicho alayu, only if this is true, that a shlich will say, well, they didn't have meat, do you want chicken, they didn't have meat, do you want fish? I will bi'asra de lo mimlach alay, but in a place where they wouldn't ask for this, so then mutter, then all of these things which you wouldn't ask for, they didn't have meat, sorry, so you wouldn't ask, you want chicken, they wouldn't ask, do you want fish? So then, the kol midi de lo mimlach alay, lav minehu. So the Rabbi Akiva agrees, if they wouldn't go and ask about it, so then it's definitely not included in the original neder. Ram points out that the Rambam doesn't agree with this. V'zelo k'divrei HaRambamzal, who writes in Perek Chi in Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Vav, the dogim lo misri, ela biyasu de mimlach shlicha alayu. The fish aren't included, except in a place where the shliach would say, they didn't have meat, do you want fish? V'ovos mistrei b'chol dukta, but fowl, chicken, birds, they're usher no matter what. That's the Rambam's opinion, not like we just said in the Ran. The Ran continues to discuss this further, Ayin Sham, and with this we conclude today's shir.